Good morning and welcome to you all who have been brave to dare the fog, the cold and the dark gloom, to come out and join us for our fellowship and worship this morning on this, the first Sunday of Advent. Obviously, we are here to celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ, but I'm also pleased to share the good news that we are accompanied this morning by Bishop Stephen from Oxford, who will be presiding for us and preaching for us and sharing his insights into our readings for us today. A couple of notices before we begin our service proper. You may have seen, and some of you may indeed have come, to the Christmas Tree Festival that is currently happening at Holy Trinity Penn. If you were there yesterday, you will know that it was a glorious event. If you weren't there, you have heard that it was glorious. There will be mince pie, shortbreads, and mulled punch as well, as about 20 or so wonderfully decorated trees are there, in need of you to come along and judge them and decide one simple question. Which one is your favourite? If you could do that, that would be fantastic. And donations at that event are supporting the myocarditis charity, supporting those who have issues with their hearts through the condition of myocarditis, which is a dear cause of one of the parishioners in Penn, who is actually the one who operates and runs that charity. So you're all invited warmly to that. Another notice is that in this coming week, on the 7th of December, I think that's this Thursday, we have the Christmas Crafternoon event. Do invite neighbours with children and friends to come along to that. It will be Christmas activities from 4:30 till 6:30 after school, primarily to make things like Christingles, but there will be refreshments and other bits and pieces as well. And it will help us to prepare for our service of Christingle next Sunday, Sunday the 10th, at 4 p.m. here. If I've got that wrong, it will be correct on your news sheets. All of you are warmly invited to that occasion, which is always a joyous and lovely one, to have everyone here and to be reminded of the light of Christ that we all share. I think that's last notice is again about morning and evening prayer, and I'm afraid normally I'm inviting you to morning and evening prayer. But because of Christmas events with schools, this coming week there will only be morning prayer at Holy Trinity on Wednesday morning, because I need to be here for 9 o'clock for the schools arriving and doing different bits and pieces. Evening prayer will be Monday through Wednesday, not on Thursday. Thank you very much. As we begin our service and remember that this is the time of Advent, let us light our first of the candles, traditionally representing for us the patriarchs, the revelation of God first to Abraham through Moses. O Lord, we thank you for this, the first light of the Advent season. May we journey with you as we light up each of these candles as a sign of faith in a time of darkness, both in terms of the season and in terms of the things going on in our world. May we always carry within us the joy of the Christ child, who we shall celebrate on Christmas Day. Amen.
Amen.
Our service begins by standing and singing our first hymn, which on this occasion you will find as a printout within your news sheets. It's Creator of the Starry Height. And this is an ancient hymn from about the 7th or 8th century, which has traditionally always been sung as part of the announcing of this great and glorious season of Advent. It's a simple melody, so let us stand and sing it together. Creator of the Starry Height.
Everlasting love, Jesus.
all things in heaven and earth adore, and only King forevermore. To thee, O Holy One, we pray, a judge in that tremendous day.
Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, praise, honor, might, and glory be, from age to age, eternally. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Would you please be seated? Together we say, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Our collect for this, the first Sunday of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of his mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal, through him who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We remain seated for our scripture readings.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 64, beginning to read at verse 1. O Lord, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continued to sin against them, you were angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 3. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. For in him, you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us stand and sing our second hymn, number 347. Lo, he comes with clouds descending.
Lord, he comes with clouds descending.
hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark, the 13th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse.
Glory to you, O Christ.
But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It is like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows or dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So may I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. Lovely to be here. Thank you so much for your welcome. Very good to begin Advent with you. Thank you, Samuel, for choosing one of my favourite Advent hymns, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending. It's very good to be here for the first time on a Sunday and so early in Samuel's ministry among you. You may know or you may not, but the Diocese of Oxford, as of which I'm bishop, has something over 800 church buildings. And although I've been bishop now for just over 7 years, I'm still coming to places for the first time on Sunday. And probably were I to be a bishop for the next 7 years, I would still be arriving in the first time in churches on Sundays. And I realized quite early on I'd go on being the new Bishop of Oxford until the sad day when I became the old Bishop of Oxford. I am content with that, but it's lovely to be here. And I want to say thank you so much for all that you each do to sustain the life and ministry of the church here through COVID and through the other challenges that you faced. As I was preparing and reflecting on the readings for this morning, I was very drawn to Paul's words in 1 Corinthians, which is our epistle for today. And those words ring very true for this Advent Sunday. So I'm going to share some reflections on them. Paul begins his letter with these words. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus, for in every way you have been enriched in him, so that you are not lacking in every spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul begins his great letter to the Corinthian church with this note of appreciation shaped by love. Notes which will go on sounding through the whole of the correspondence. And I think this note of appreciation is a great way to begin Advent Sunday and the season of Advent. Thanksgiving for all that is good in this place. Local churches, it seems to me, wherever I go, are remarkable communities of grace, where all kinds of people find welcome and healing and friendship in a lonely world. Local churches do a power of good in their communities. Local churches preserve a sense of order and beauty in worship, keeping the knowledge of God alive and continually introducing or reintroducing all kinds of people to a life-changing friendship with God in Jesus. Local churches in Britain have been through a remarkably testing time in recent years through the experience of lockdown. And they have been sustained by the grace of God and through the love and devotion of their church members and those who minister in them. It's a joy now to see so much recovery and new life coming back all across the diocese. Paul writes, "I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace that has been given in Christ Jesus." Paul's second perspective is then vital for us this Advent Sunday as we begin the great cycle of the church year once more. Advent is a season to pause and reflect and draw deeper in our faith. And Paul's second perspective may be more surprising. It is that as a church, we, as a church, you, are rich beyond measure. Rich beyond measure. Very often, the life of the church in every age and generation, problems and difficulties come to the front of our minds. We are especially fond in the life of the church of talking about scarcity, how there is so little money, so little time, so few volunteers. Well, the Corinthian church has its share of major problems and challenges, as you will see if you read on in the letter. And Paul will deal with them one by one. They did not think of themselves in that church as rich or talented or powerful. So Paul's starting point for them is almost shocking. "For in every way, you have been enriched by him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift." Just ponder those words for a moment and apply them to yourself and to this congregation and community. You have been enriched by Jesus. The word is the ordinary Greek word for to become wealthy. So we might paraphrase it in this way. In Jesus, you have won the lottery. You have become rich beyond your wildest dreams. You have everything you need in speech and knowledge of every kind. You are not lacking in any spiritual gift. I think this is an astonishing perspective for the life of the local church and is one of Paul's most important contributions to our understanding of what the church is, a gifted spiritual community. It can be a wake-up call. So often our thinking and reflection as a church begins from scarcity, from what we don't have. But Paul encourages us to begin from the opposite place, from the riches we have been given in Christ, and out of those riches to attempt great things for God. As you will look around at the peace this morning, reflect that the people who are with you in church this morning are incredibly gifted, bursting with talent, spiritually endowed by God in Christ with all that is needed. You are able to achieve so much together because of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. So this Advent, take hold of that revolutionary truth. Give thanks for all you've been given and recognize the riches among you and in this place. And Paul's third perspective is, of course, the reason why we read these verses on Advent Sunday, and they shape our approach to the Advent season. He writes, "So that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ." As you wait. Advent in the world has become, as we know, a season of busyness, of rushing around, a frantic preparation of overspending, sometimes of excess. But Advent in the church, by contrast, is a season of waiting, of listening, of reflecting on the great story of salvation, of watching, in Paul's words, for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So make sure in the busyness you have times and spaces to wait and watch and remember in these coming weeks. For many in our society, there is an emptiness at the heart of Christmas because there has been no waiting and watching through the Advent season. And we are waiting especially, says St. Paul, for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ as we tell again of the way his birth was foretold by the prophets and by John the Baptist and revealed to Mary. We will explore the wonder and the mystery of the truth that Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, took flesh as a child and was born in the poorest of families. The first revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, if we will look and see. God becomes a person, lifting every person to be a child of God. And we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ in the present, as we seek Christ again in the face of friend and stranger. As we discover Jesus in our everyday, in acts of random kindness given and received in times of great need and sorrow and sadness. If our eyes are open, we will meet Jesus in others in this Advent season. Through children's carols, through unexpected gifts, through peacemaking, if we will open our eyes to see. and we wait and long for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ on his return. The creation groans with eager longing for that return. We do not know the day or the hour, as our gospel reading tells us, but we know that Christ is coming. And in this world torn by war and suffering, we long for his return to set things right. Each day in Advent, we will pray the Lord's Prayer with the accent on the second line. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That second line of the prayer reminds us daily, as we need to be reminded, that the world is not yet as it should be. But the day is coming when this whole world will be renewed and set right. This vision of Christ sets our hearts on fire. Paul writes, I give thanks to my God always. We begin this Advent season in simple appreciation of each other and in the power and wonder of the local church. Paul writes, for in every way you have been enriched by him. We embrace again this revolutionary perspective. We are not, after all, impoverished. We have become rich in Christ. Paul writes, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that we may rediscover Jesus in this season, in his first coming, in revealing himself to us in daily life, and in his future coming to set all things right. And we pray that somehow and in some ways, by the mystery of God's grace, others may discover Christ in us and see his beautiful character reflected in the life of his imperfect church. Amen.
So let us pray. As we begin a new year in the life of the church, let us pray together to God, our Creator. Holy God, just as we are, we come to you and ask for your kingdom to come in us and in this place. Increase our faith and love for you so that we may become the lights in the darkness that we're called to be. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we're hearing every day of wars and violence, the signs in our world of hatred, distrust, and greed are shown to us clearly wherever we look. Help us to see with your eyes the signs of hope and victory, the opportunities for loving service, for encouragement, reassurance, and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our changing world, Father, bless the parenting and befriending in all our relationships, and increase our love for one another. Give us the humility to accept guidance and warnings lovingly given, and the courage to behold one another in the faith. Holy God, we bring to you in love, those who are weary with ongoing pain and weakness, those who are frail with age, sickness, and all who are vulnerable. Pour your living strength into our lives and protect us from all that is harmful. We pray especially for those people on our notice sheet, for Edwina and Arshak Sarkistian, Sheila and Harry Knox, Oliver and Anique Heal, Amanda Ricketts, the family and friends of Marjorie Barber and Peter Sachs and Ron Johnson. We also pray for Eve, Sally and Clem at this time, and also Joyce Peacock. And in a short time of silent prayer, we bring to the Lord those people we know who need his love and healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who come to the end of their earthly life, and for those whose lives will feel empty without them. Heavenly Father, give comfort to the bereaved and everlasting peace to all who rest in your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, your faithful care has brought us safely to this day. We thank you for your constant love, forgiveness, strength, and protection. Merciful Father, accept
these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We stand and say together the words of our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's offer one another a sign of God's peace.
Our offertory hymn this morning is number 410. O come, O come, Emmanuel.
service continues on page 10 of the service book. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth. For by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image, and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again, you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we look for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favor on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth. Heal the sick. Let the oppressed go free. And fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith with thanksgiving.
All are welcome to come to the rail to receive, if they believe in God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you would like to come forward for a blessing, please bring your order of service with you to the rail, and that will be fine. Thank you.
We pray together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Stand and sing our offertory hymn, number 425. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made.
Consider all the works thy hand hath made.
Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.
Amen.